Loxley Manor. It's nighttime, and Gisborne's fitful sleep is interrupted by several of Prince John's soldiers bursting into the room. They drag him from his bed. Horses galloping through Sherwood Forest. Then Gisborne is forced into a large candlelit tent where Prince John sits upon a throne.
Do you love me, Gisborne?
Yes, sir.
I'm so pleased to hear it because I don't think the sheriff loves his prince. No, I don't think he does at all. My time is almost here, Gisborne. You know, my father Henry, God rest his soul, wanted me to be king, not my brother Richard. Me. King. That was his wish. And I will be, soon. My father taught me to surround myself with only those most loyal, with only those who love me. You'd make a fine sheriff, Gisborne. I'm confident in that. Does it please you that I have such confidence in you?
Yes, sir.
Robin Hood isn't dead. I told the sheriff, I wanted Robin Hood dead. His blood is a gift I covet, and yet no one gives it me. If the sheriff loved Prince John, he would give it me. And yet I do not have it. Ergo, he doesn't love me. Well, I will have blood. The sheriff's blood.
Gisborne stares up at the prince.
You will kill the sheriff for me, Gisborne. Discreetly. Only the two of us will know. A private secret we can share. And you will do this for me, Gisborne. Because you love me.
Deep in the heart of England lives a legend. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Richard Armitage, David Harewood, and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Laura Pulver, Joanne Froggatt, and Toby Stevens. Episode 6, Do You Love Me? Written by Timothy Prager.
Look! Prince John and his soldiers are made camp, down there!
What?
How many men has he got?
Thousands.
No.
Hundreds.
Much.
I didn't stop and actually count them. Can't actually count. Run, run!
Two soldiers on horseback ride past. Later, at Outlaw's camp.
What are they doing in the forest?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, all right.
When they break camp, they use a north road to get to Nottingham.
Why is he coming?
He's visiting all the nobles throughout England to grease their palms.
He's trying to buy their loyalty before King Richard returns, isn't he?
Oh, he thinks it can be bought.
He knows it can. He's buying the nobles and their men to seize the throne so that King Richard returns to King John's England.
Every noble he buys will bring us closer to civil war. And a war between Prince John and King Richard, it'll tear this country apart.
If he's gonna buy them, he'll be carrying gold.
More than a little.
Well, we stop him stealing the crown by stealing his gold.
This is mad.
Yes, it is. Utterly mad.
Have a small army with him.
Right. Our only advantage is surprise. The best place to launch an attack is here, outside Loxley. So you're going to have to find more men.
Let's do it.
Nottingham Castle.
Gisborne.
Gisborne approaches the sheriff. His hand is on the hilt of a dagger in his belt.
Gisborne.
My lord.
You're here. I've been looking for you. I've been thinking about our relationship.
We should work on it, don't you think? It's been a little strained in the past, I admit.
But in the light of Prince John's visit, well, I think unity is the best way forward. Unity between you and me, hmm? Standing strong together, don't you think?
Gisborne stares at the sheriff.
Past is the past. We should leave it behind us.
The man is a tyrant, Gisborne. We both know that. And he's dangerous. The only way we're going to survive is unity.
The two men open their arms for a hug. Gisborne's about to take advantage of the opportunity to stab the sheriff when Isabella appears.
I hope I'm not interrupting.
No, not at all. Me and your brother, we were just having a nice little philosophical chat.
Yeah, about the past and the future.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, you have been invited to the noble's supper tomorrow evening with Prince John, so try and make yourself a little entertaining. Unity.
The sheriff goes, and Gisborne walks off too, tucking the dagger back into his belt. Loxley Village.
We need your help, and you know us. We fight for England, and we fight for King Richard.
We must stop Prince John, we must! So let's steal his gold, thwart his ambition.
He's a pretender and not our king. This is not treason. Help us.
Prince John's entourage is passing through the forest when Robin, his outlaws, and several villagers attack. Robin shoots the driver of the solitary carriage, and Little John jams his staff through one of its wheel spokes, immobilizing it.
Look out!
As Tuck faces an armed horseman, the villagers descend from a hillside and set upon the guards. Tuck manages to pull the rider from his horse as Robin draws his sword and joins in the fight. Kate has just dispatched a soldier when she's suddenly hit in the belly by a throwing knife. The others are too busy fighting to notice her falling to the ground in terrible pain. Alan and Robin finish off two guards. The outlaws then gather round the carriage. Inside is a frightened-looking man, dressed in Prince John's finery.
Hello.
Good God, we've captured Prince John! Come here!
They drag him out.
I've been very grateful if you might spare my life.
Gold!
Let's go.
This has to be the gold!
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing!
Well, Prince John is a coward. If this were Prince John, his soldiers wouldn't desert him. He'd try and buy our allegiance. This is his double.
Who's Kate?
Kate!
They rush over to her.
Kate.
Are you all right?
Kate?
Shocked, Much and Alan stare at each other as Robin and Tuck arrive.
Lay it down. Go on, give us some space.
They lay her down slowly. Robin sees Tuck staring with concern at the knife in Kate's belly.
What is it?
If I remove it, the bleeding could kill her. It could cause more damage. I need the bark of an elm tree and some nettles to grind. Go, please.
The poultice, quite effective, draws out the evils while keeping the wound clean.
What are you doing?
To leave it in would kill her. I shall will the blood back into her body while you prepare the poultice. Then we'll need to rebalance her humours.
Who are you?
Benjamin Palmer, physician to Prince John. But neither his supporter nor his apologist.
Later, Tuck's applying the poultice.
Well, two soldiers reported seeing assassins in the forest.
The prince needed a double. He couldn't cancel his dinner with the Council of Nobles tomorrow. And there was no one else. I could have refused, but I'd have been beheaded. Mind you, my predecessor was beheaded because he couldn't find a case of scrofula.
And what's scrofula?
It's a very rare disease.
So rare, I can't find a case of it either.
Legend has it, it can only be cured by the touch of a king.
So how would he want to find a case of it, then?
Prince John's obsessed with it.
He once saw his father, Henry, successfully cure a child with scrofula.
My father told me that when I was a kid.
I heard it as well.
Prince John brought me with him, hoping I might find a case of scrofula for him to cure. Like his father did. To prove that he's the rightful king of England, not his brother Richard. Of course, there's absolutely no evidence that a king's touch kills anything. But as I'd like to keep my head, I'll not be the one to tell him.
I'll
get it.
As Alan and Much run off, Robin lifts a flask to Kate's lips. She drinks.
Thank you for helping to save Kate's life. You free to go?
Yes, I'm really grateful. Very grateful.
Thank you all. Thank you for not killing me.
So, will you go back to Prince John?
I suppose I should.
Right. Tie him up.
People line the streets of Nottingham, giving a warm welcome to Prince John, who's riding in an open carriage escorted by a number of his elite guards on both horseback and foot. The sheriff, Gisborne, and Isabella are waiting by the steps of the castle as John climbs from the carriage.
Welcome to Nottingham, Your Highness.
You're still alive?
Yes, of course.
How surprising. I don't particularly like surprises. What's your name?
Isabella.
Lovely. Italian or Spanish?
Which do you prefer?
A horse gallops into the courtyard with someone tied across its back. It's revealed to be Benjamin, who removes a blindfold from his head.
Speak. Congratulations. We were ambushed, not you. Your plan worked, Your Highness. Your brilliance is unsurpassed.
Who attacked you?
Robin Hood.
Sir Guy.
Prove your loyalty to Rick Milby.
Inside the castle, the sheriff's walking down a corridor on his own when he suddenly spins round and looks behind him. His eyes dart back and forth suspiciously as he goes into his chamber and closes the door, clearly a bit unnerved. He backs slowly away from the door, then, sensing something, draws his dagger.
Do you love me, Sheriff?
With all my heart, sire.
Would you give your life for me?
My life? Is that all? Of course.
Take a life for me.
Even easier to hunt.
Gisborne has so disappointed me.
Disappointed us both, sire.
Obedience, loyalty, love. Is it too much to ask? A king requires all three. Who's more loyal to me, Sheriff? You or Gisborne?
Of course, I am, sire. My loyalty is infinite.
Good. Then prove it to me. Rid me of Gisborne, Sheriff. Quickly, discreetly, we don't want to disturb our noble guests with this messy business. Kill him for me, Sheriff.
A privilege, sire.
Prince John steps out of the chamber. Gisborne is standing in the shadows nearby and sees him. The two men exchange a look. Then the prince walks on. The sheriff's now at the door of the chamber. He and Gisborne gaze at each other for a long moment. Now, Prince John's presiding over a banquet in the Great Hall.
And where were you, Turk?
Near a village.
Loxley Village.
We fought courageously, but we were dreadfully outnumbered.
No doubt the villagers helped the outlaws.
And eventually I was captured. By Robin Hood himself.
Oh, so he said. I mean, we've all been proved wrong in the past, haven't we? Yes,
but this time Robin Hood was fooled. Yes, Your Highness.
Excellent.
And was he angry that I made such a fool of him?
Very angry.
And did he curse us?
Fulsomely.
Wonderful!
Gisborne doesn't notice the sheriff swapping over his bowl of food.
What did he say?
I couldn't, Your Highness.
But please, tell me exactly what he said.
But Your Highness...
Do you not love me?
Of course.
What did they say?
He called you a coward. He said only a coward would have a double.
Everyone stares at the prince, whose smile has suddenly faded.
Arrest him.
With pleasure, and what shall I charge him with?
Impersonating the Prince Regent.
If it makes any difference, sire, I didn't agree with him.
Where is this village of Locksley? I want to see it.
In Locksley Village, members of a wedding party are preparing to cook a pig on an open fire. Prince John arrives, accompanied by Isabella, Gisborne, the sheriff, and a unit of soldiers.
These villagers helped attack me. Why? They look so lovely.
Looks like a wedding.
I love weddings. I shall speak with them. You'll join me?
John and Isabella walk through the village.
They are sad little creatures, really, aren't they? I sense disagreement.
One cannot disagree with one's king.
King? You see me as your king. How delightful of you. I wish others accepted me as readily as you do.
Perhaps I've had the good fortune to know you better than most.
Perhaps. And perhaps you'd like to get to know me better still. You'll make me work for my conquest.
Was not France more valuable because it was fought for?
You make this such good sport. Hello, young man. Yeah, thank you.
Would His Highness give us his blessing?
They would be honored if you would bless the bride and groom.
Of course.
Prince John smiles and steps towards the wedding party.
Ha! Now, are you the bride and groom?
Yes, sir. Your Highness.
I wish you prosperity and happiness.
Thank you. Oh, yes, sir.
And I'm so glad that I could bring you a son today.
John returns to his carriage and waves regally at the villagers as they enter a church. They wave back at him with happy faces.
Wait until they're all inside the church and then burn it to the ground.
Isabella looks appalled.
Burn it!
As the last of the villagers disappear inside the church, two soldiers ride towards it. They light torches on the open fire and hurl them at the roof of the building. John smiles as a soldier bars the church door and more fires are set. Soon, flames begin to engulf the church and someone is battering at the door from inside. At the outlaws' camp, Much is feeding the pale-faced Kate, who's lying on a bed. Robin comes over and looks at her with concern.
I'll be fine.
You're being very brave.
We're already too late. The gold is in the castle.
Well, then we'll steal it back.
It's dangerous.
It's too dangerous not to. Prince John's burning Locksley.
A soldier sets fire to a wooden cross just as the villagers finally break out of the smoking church.
You're being punished for intolerable disloyalty to me, for harboring and assisting Robin Hood and his outlaws. And may God forgive you!
soldiers overturn tables in the village square as the church is completely consumed by fire.
They're trying to put the fire out. That's not what I want.
Bring water!
Stop them, the both of you. Go on.
Come on, hurry up.
This will be entertaining.
Come on, hurry up.
Villagers try to save the burning building, even as a soldier applies another fiery torch to it.
Do you want them to love you?
Of course. And I think they do love me. But I will have respect as well as love.
Any landowner can subjugate his serf. Only a king can liberate them. A benevolent king is loved.
But I am benevolent.
Isabella looks incredulous.
Everyone over here, quick! It's spreading! We need more help! Come on!
Get out of the way! Get out of the way! Go, peasant!
Gisborne uses his sword to knock down a supporting strut, and flaming beams collapse towards the sheriff. Gisborne fails to notice the sheriff has escaped injury, cowering beneath a cart. He struts away, and the sheriff tries to shoot him with a bow and arrow.
Back off and your lies are always spared!
I'll kill you, Gisborne!
The sheriff's arrow has inadvertently killed the villager who attacked Gisborne. Gisborne gives the sheriff a grateful wave.
Oh, bother.
Back off!
Prince John stands admiring the blazing church. With a broad grin, he looks at Isabella. He climbs back aboard his carriage as the sheriff and Gisborne ride up.
Bold now. Make sure it's burned to the ground.
Isabella rides away.
I love the refusal before the surrender.
Prince John moves off in his carriage, followed by the sheriff and Gisborne. The prince hurls away a flower given to him by one of the wedding party. Robin and his men arrive at the scene, and immediately they set upon the prince's soldiers. Robin kicks one soldier to the ground, while Little John disposes of another with his staff. Soon, a line of people has been organized, handing buckets of water from a lake to the church. Isabella is amongst them.
Thanks.
You're a Gisborne. You should be burning it down, not trying to save it, shouldn't you?
I judge people by what I find.
Suddenly, everyone stops and steps away from the church. The burning timbers finally give way, and the whole structure collapses in on itself, tumbling to the ground in an inferno of fire and smoke. Later, smoke still rising from the charred remains of the building. Exhausted villagers mill about as Robin carries a cup of water to Isabella.
Bella. Yeah. Well, there's nothing about you that resembles your brother, is there?
There's nothing about my brother I wish to be. I hate him. I will always hate him.
Well, that's something we share then, isn't it? Hatred.
There's nothing to be proud of, is it? To share hatred.
Later, Robin's nearby as Isabella prepares to mount her horse.
Robin! I'll catch you up!
Right. Come on, let's go.
So, will he go back to Nottingham?
To ruin my brother.
Right. Well, you know where I am if you need my help, eh?
You're Robin Hood. Shouldn't you be robbing me, not helping me?
Yeah, you're right. I am. Give me a necklace.
You're robbing me.
She smiles as he removes her necklace.
See, I like this necklace.
Are you going to help me?
Help you? This is not the way to go about it.
Give me your rings. Because you don't want Prince John to think we cooperated, do you?
Anything else you might want?
Mm-hmm. I want to undermine Prince John's claim to be the legitimate King of England and humiliate his ambition. And I'm prepared to die to stop him.
You might be more effective alive.
Will you help me?
Yes.
She reaches under her skirts and removes a small money pouch.
Give this to the people of Loxley. Help them rebuild their church.
So you defy Prince John?
He begs my defiance.
Robin throws the pouch aside.
So, is there anything else that I might steal?
Perhaps.
He leans forward and kisses her gently on the lips. He kisses her again, and this time the kiss lingers warmly for a long moment.
Stop, please.
Now, Robin's removing a blindfold from Isabella, and she finds herself in Robin's camp, being scrutinized by his fellow outlaws.
It's nice.
She said she can help us.
Look, I can get you into the castle.
You want us to trust her with our lives? Gisborne's sister!
Yes. I trust her with mine.
All right, so she gets us in the castle. Then what?
Well, then we get captured and I presume killed.
The king's evil!
Prince Tuck. Prince is evil.
Oh, no, 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 no. Prince John is searching for a victim of Scrofula.
So he can repeat that same feat. Prove his divine right to the throne, yeah?
We give him a victim. I can make a potion which brings out red blisters on the neck, which looks exactly like Scrofula.
So the nobles all assemble in the Great Hall. In comes Prince John with his victim. He touches him.
Fails.
Then we humiliate him.
Which distracts the nobles while we steal the gold.
That might work.
Right. Isabella can get us in. And Alan, you know the castle better than anyone. You can get us out.
There's a trapdoor in the cloisters. If we lower a rope down, we can get into a tunnel that leads directly out of the castle. We won't even be seen.
So come on, what do we think? We can convince Prince John, can't we?
Benjamin Palmer! The physician! We helped him, he owes us! He'll convince Prince John.
Isabella, you should know him. If he's part of the prince's entourage, you can get to him.
No, he's due to be executed tomorrow.
Well, there's no reason why he shouldn't help us then. Is there?
Look, I won't fail you. Any of you.
We, still need a victim.
I'll do it.
No, you can't. You're not well enough.
I'll be fine.
Kate, it's too dangerous.
He set fire to our church. He intended to kill everyone. Besides, I already look half dead. It's perfect.
Nottingham Castle.
Send for the groom!
Benjamin is in a cage in the courtyard as Isabella arrives on her horse. She dismounts and rushes towards Gisborne.
They are beasts. Robin Hood and his outlaws, they've robbed me, stole my jewelry. Look at me. I was so scared.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Well, you should have come back with us.
Her brother will be dead before supper, yes?
Well, I wouldn't set a place for him myself, sir.
Have a brought to me.
In the Great Hall.
Then I took the sword in my hand and tugged it from its sheath.
She points a sword at Prince John.
And I put the sword to the soft part of his throat.
And?
Dozens of outlaws appeared from nowhere. And I shouted, "Long live King John!"
Oh, you adorable girl. Everyone leave us!
Everyone leaves the hall, including Gisborne and the sheriff. John rises from his throne.
You spoke to them? The villagers, as you tried to put out the fire?
Yes.
Why do the people not love me as you love me, Isabella?
You burnt their church to the ground with the minute.
Yes, and?
The people want to love you as their king. If you can prove your divine right to the nobles, then the people will follow.
Do you think?
Yes. King John.
Oh, you adorable girl. Say it again.
King John.
It does sound good. It is my divine right.
You must prove it to everyone.
Benjamin sitting in despair in the cage when Isabella runs up to him.
You are going to help me.
Am I?
The sheriff is going to execute you. This is your last chance to save yourself.
Oh, you've convinced me.
Where is he?
Our prayers have been answered, sire.
Has he really found the victim of the disease? Really?
He saw a woman in Loxley. I couldn't believe my ears.
Is it true?
Yes.
Oh, this is so exciting!
I saw the poor, pitiful woman when Robin Hood held me captive. I was sure it was Scrofula.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because the sheriff put me in this cage.
What does the sheriff think he's doing? The man's my physician! Are you sure it's Scrofula?
Yes. Completely and utterly certain.
The nobles will have their proof of my divine right to be king. Physician, you will bring this woman to me tonight. In front of all the nobles. I will cure her and prove myself their rightful king.
Nighttime in Nottingham Castle. Isabella leads Robin and the outlaws down a corridor.
He's given each of the nobles a casket full of gold, too much for them to carry on their person. It'll be in their rooms. There'll be 5 trumpet fanfares.
5.
On the 5th, you have to be ready to escape.
5. And I'll make a distraction.
5. Good. Kate, drink this. The marks will be gone by tomorrow. Kate?
Kate drinks a small bottle of potion. A group of nobles are gathered in the Great Hall. Prince John steps out onto a balcony overlooking the room. He acknowledges their applause with a barely perceptible nod of the head before walking down some stairs. Below the balcony, Isabella leads Robin and Kate to Benjamin.
Thank you for helping us.
You're welcome.
Kate, after the 5th blast, I'll be ready for my signal. You need to follow Kate, all right? Escape together. Don't worry, we won't leave you behind. Very optimistic.
Elsewhere, Little John and Mush knock down a guard. Little John clobbers him with his staff. As Tuck and Little John search a room, Mush and Alan explore a corridor.
Where's this trapdoor? I think it's down here.
You think?
Little John and Tuck find a small chest of gold and empty it into a bag.
Was that the second fanfare?
Benjamin walks to the center of the hall.
Bring the poor afflicted woman forward.
Isabella escorts Kate forward. Pale and blistered, Kate kneels before the prince's throne.
This woman has Scrofula. The king's evil, and can only be cured by the touch of a king.
Prince John rises, his arms in the air.
I shall now lay my hands upon this young woman, cure her of her affliction, and save her life.
When she is cured, Prince John will be revealed, like his father before him, to be the rightful king of England.
I command you now, in the name of all things holy, to leave this body now and never to return!
John lays his hands on Kate's neck. Gisburn's praying in a candlelit chapel when the sheriff enters and walks behind the altar to face him.
Gisburn. What are you doing here?
Gisburn draws his sword and attacks the sheriff, who defends himself with a heavy wooden candlestick stand. The sheriff manages to knock Gisburn to the floor and is about to finish him off when Gisburn rolls aside and kicks the sheriff away. The two men struggle, hand to hand, and crash through a stained glass window together. Gisburn gains the advantage.
You represent everything that's loathsome in a man.
I think that's why you like me. I was always fond of you, Gisburn. Not overly fond, but fond.
The sheriff holds Gisburn's sword at bay with a flaming torch. In the Great Hall, Prince John removes his hands from Kate and immediately washes them in a bowl of water held by a servant. From his hiding place, Robin nods at Isabella, while Prince John returns to his throne.
Has the disease been cured?
Benjamin examines Kate's blisters.
No, sire. The woman is not cured.
How can this be?
After rolling down some stone steps with Gisburn, the sheriff picks up the sword.
Prince John, put you up to this. He asked me to kill you, do you hear me, Gisburn? This is nothing but sport. Feb. Putting us up against each other. The unity. Gisburn. This isn't my Prince John! This is for me! I will be rid of you!
Crazy, Gisburn. I beg you, have mercy on me.
You have no idea how much pleasure this is going to give me. You're going to die slowly. And I'm going to watch the venom drain from your body as you die.
Gisburn, please. Don't disgrace me. Kill me quickly.
Gisburn raises his sword to kill the sheriff, but the sheriff stabs a dagger into Gisburn's thigh, then kicks him to the ground. The two men fight some more, but this time it's the sheriff who wins the upper hand.
Humanity is a weakness, Gisburn. It's always been your failing. I tried to teach you.
That's five. You better go.
I order you to be cured! I order you to be cured!
Oh, good Lord! It can't be.
What is it?
Robin Hood. Benjamin, the door!
Get him! Get him! After!
They're coming, quick! Go, come on!
Yeah.
Take that, down you go, as quick as you can. Yonix!
Gisburn.
You're the reason marrying this dirty poison everything!
Hold this for a moment!
Gisburn pushes the sheriff against the wall and punches him repeatedly. The sheriff twists the knife in Gisburn's thigh. Gisburn staggers away in agony. The sheriff picks up the sword and follows him out onto the castle's battlements.
I've enjoyed your company.
The sheriff attacks, but Gisburn succeeds in disarming his opponent and pushes him against the edge of the battlement wall, his hands on his throat.
Gisburn!
Gisburn's about to finish the sheriff with a dagger when he's kicked away. He stabs at the sheriff, who sends the dagger flying before striking Gisburn, nearly sending him over the edge of the battlements.
You know I loved you like a son. And you loved me, like a father once. I know you did.
The sheriff tips Gisburn over the edge, but he somehow manages to cling on with one hand.
You dropped something.
Gisborne pulls the dagger from his thigh and stabs the sheriff in the chest. The sheriff drops the dagger he was about to use on Gisborne and stumbles back. Gisborne pulls himself back over the battlement wall as the sheriff lowers himself to a sitting position.
Gisborne! Don't trust him! Do you hear me? Nothing is what it seems.
Gisborne watches as the sheriff slumps over and closes his eyes. In the Great Hall, Prince John is addressing the nobles at dinner.
I pray you will remember my generosity and my gifts to you all. All I ask for in return is your loyalty and your love.
He sits down next to Isabella as the food is served.
It wasn't Scrofula. Couldn't have been.
Of course not, sire.
Say it. Like you did before. Say it.
King John.
It does sound good.
Gisborne enters. And the prince beckons to him. Wearily, Gisborne sits down next to John. He places something on the table in front of the prince. It's the sheriff's false tooth, embedded with a tiny, distinctive gem. Prince John gets to his feet.
It is with great sadness that I must announce the death of the Sheriff of Nottingham. He has been murdered by the villainous Robin Hood. These outlaws must be stopped!
Long live Prince John!
Long live Prince John!
Long live me.
Gisborne and Isabella exchange hostile looks. The prince grasps Gisborne's wrist.
Tell me all about it.
At the outlaws' camp...
Come on!
Benjamin's laughing with the others as Little John spills gold coins onto the ground. In Nottingham Castle, guards have lifted the sheriff's body onto a cart. One of them covers it with a blanket, but fails to see that the sheriff's hand is moving. The cart is rolled away. Next time...
Within the hour, every well within a 10-mile radius will be dry.
Nothing. I'm sorry.
You like my water so much, from now on you pay for it!
My lords and ladies, I give you Sir Guy of Gisborne, the new Sheriff of Nottingham.
You're a dead man walking, Gisborne.
She's Gisborne's sister. You really think she doesn't have ulterior motives?
Doug, what are you doing?
Executing a traitor and his accomplice.
You're both gonna drown.
Gisborne!
Thank you.